Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Sean?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Sean. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm doing excellent. Happy Thursday, right?
Yep, same to you.
Yeah, thank you. We're almost there. Not that we're counting, huh? But you probably do a lot of jobs on the weekends, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I work every day.
Oh, yep. I hear that a lot with business owners, and I always say you have to take some time to enjoy it too, right?
That's right.
Yep,
I'm tired.
100%. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
She was talking within a 45-mile radius in any direction. That's what we was talking about.
Yes,
And we're trying to get some type of price and see if the price makes sense.
Yes, exactly. So the nice thing regarding the pricing, Sean, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to have you sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the search results in front of your competitors, right?
Yep.
Yeah, of course, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Hot Water Tank Depot, you know? So price-wise, since you're 6 years in business and you already have your website built, that would qualify you for our established business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but it would also program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, meaning that once
My
we
voice search.
Exactly. Voice search is a different one too, right? So that's why I'm kind of pointing that out is when we submit Hot Water Tank Depot to the mobile platform, now what will happen, Sean, is you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then, as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay. Now, I see that you have a business Facebook, which is excellent because we are a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to run Facebook ads. And it's actually very cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Okay, yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see
Where's
which
the
keywords.
analytics go?
Exactly. You'll see the keywords. If they looked you up using their GPS, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And being that this is a month-to-month program, Sean, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, the no-contract thing sounds good. As long as y'all don't start it, I try to deal with a company before. They said one thing. The next thing you know, they're trying to charge you $3,000, and the whole conversation was over.
Good Lord.
As long as nothing, don't change in pricing.
Nope, not only will it not change in pricing, but what we'll do is send you an email saying terms and conditions, and you'll go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that $299 pricing, meaning that it'll never go up, okay? So it's definitely a month-to-month program, and we do that specifically because we're performance-based, right? We don't have to make our clients sign contracts because we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis, and that's because nobody cancels on profit, right? And if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Who chooses the keywords? And who writes the ad that's online?
So our technicians will do all of that for you, but you're in the driver's seat. So what I'll do is once I get the account created is I'll set an appointment for later today for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new, linking your new website to everything, and then getting you placed. So they'll send an email by the end of the day, and they'll say, hey, Sean, these are the keywords that we recommend for you. And they'll do that after doing some analytics and looking at which keywords are bringing the most revenue based on what you offer. And then you can say, that looks great, let's go with that. Or you could say, hey, that looks great, but I also want to add this one or that one. And then once you reply, those are the ones that they go with, okay? And then down the road, if you ever want to modify those keywords, all of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So you could always do that at any time, okay?
You can do it yourself, or y'all would have one of your technicians modify.
You would have one of the technicians. So you would just call us or email us and say, hey, we want to, you know, add this keyword or eliminate this one.
Then
they would get that updated for you within 1 to 3 business days, okay?
Okay. That makes sense. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Sean. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
You send it to my partner. She's going to handle it.
Okay. So
that would be
Oh, my goodness.
S-E-H-I.
Tara didn't have me introduce myself to you. I didn't know there was another person on the line. I'm so sorry. I feel so rude.
No problem. I didn't want to interrupt, so that's totally fine. I'm Samla.
Sweetheart. Your name's Sandra, you said?
Samla. S-A-M-L-A.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. I love people that have unique names, so that's awesome. So Sean and Samla. And then the confirmation email is going to you. So what is that address?
It's schillis3300@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. So it's S like Sam, C-H-I-L-L-I, another S is in Sam, 3300@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your last name?
Chillis.
Oh, just like you spelled. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I'll put you as a point of contact for the account, but if billing is in Sean's name, I can update that in a minute. But right now, I'll just start with this, just because.
Yeah, you can put everything with her. She had everything for it.
I love it. Okay, that'll be easier. Thank you for giving me that heads up, Sean. So now, for the listing on Google, I see that you have a couple of different phone numbers. Would it be this one ending in 9352 that you would like to display?
716-348-220. No, they could put it on this other phone. 716.
Mm-hmm.
507-1819.
So 716-507.
You could put a...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the question?
1819.
Yep.
You can put two numbers on there if you like. You can put a personal number on there second after that.
Well, on Google, they only allow one phone number to be displayed, but we could put a secondary line for internal purposes if our technicians needed to reach out to you or something. We can do that, but
we can't really.
Okay, so is this the 1819, the primary business line, and then this one ending in 9352, would that be a good number, Salma, since you're going to spearhead this? If we had to send a text message or something to you, you get the text messages on that line? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then for the listing on Google, I assume that you want the LLC on there, right? Hot Water Tank Depot LLC?
Yes.
Okay. I highly recommend that, too, because it adds credibility, but also since you have it on your website and your Facebook, that way everything is consistent with Google. And then Google will reject a P.O. box. So what's a good business address where Google could send a 5-digit PIN code to?
You talking about what's a good address, you said?
A physical address. So Google will reject a P.O. box. So it has to be a physical address that they can actually send a 5-digit PIN code to in the mail.
Okay, you put on 400 Kenmore.
400 Kenmore.
Kenmore Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. 14223.
Are you guys Buffalo Bills fans? You must be, right?
Not really.
Sometimes.
they had a strong team this year, though, didn't they? I think they went all the way to playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
they did. And that's as far as they usually get. So, yeah.
Oh.
Every year.
Oh, that's why you're like, we're kind of, I get it. That's frustrating if they get that close and then don't they say that like coming in second place is like the first loser, you know?
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like they didn't even get to first or second place. So, yeah, I get it. So, okay. Now, did you guys want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
The debit Bank of America.
Yeah. Okay. And for the debit Bank of America, does it have your name, Sean, or does it have the business name or both?
One have Samla's name and one have my name. She will give you the one with her name.
Okay, so Samla, does it just say your name or does it also say the business?
It says my name and Sean.
Okay.
It doesn't say the business.
It doesn't say the business. Okay, so let me just go with how your name reads. Is there a middle name or initial or is it just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay, and then is it the 400 Kenmore Avenue also for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
For billing.
Different address.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the billing address?
It's 26 Gale, G-A-L-E Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Chesapeake, Virginia, 23323.
Okay. 23323, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4744.
Okay.
7801.
Mm-hmm.
6771.
Got it.
1837.
And then expiration?
129.
And the code?
144.
144. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for later today for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and getting you set up. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hot Water Tank Depot, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Samla Chillis, salesperson.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, it will take about 20 minutes. And that's where they'll go in and go over, you know, your keywords and getting you set up. I'll tell you what we have open today, and then you can tell me which appointment works. We have a 1 o'clock open, 2, or 5 or 6 this evening.
You going to work today?
No.
Okay, so we could do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay, so what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then just as I promised to Sean, I did get that email that where the text should be coming through to your phone, Samla, with that link to the terms and conditions. And because I gave you guys special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into the pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So the one text that has the link is the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then if you click on the link in there, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, Samla, is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's 2 little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. After that, you just type in your name and hit confirm signature. Oh, you know what? I noticed in the billing, I think I forgot the C in your name. I am so sorry. I just noticed it. It's S-C-H-I-L-L-I-S. So if you just sign it the way I typed it in and hit confirm signature, I'll fix the spelling of your name on this end. But I just don't, if you try to put the C in it, it will reject it. But just do it the way you see it. And then I already fixed it on this end, just so you know.
Okay.
So sorry about that. Yeah, it's Thursday and I'm getting my wires crossed already. That's not good. Yep. So other than that, if you get a prompt when you're doing that e-signature that asks you for a username and a password, that's your sign that it went through, okay? And don't worry about the username and password right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. But my main thing, obviously, is just getting that pricing locked in for you, okay?
Okay. Now, will he be calling from this phone number, the 0040?
I'm not sure. We're on a VoIP internet phone system, and it always will show a different caller ID. So what you might want to just have a heads up is if you get a call at 2, you know, between 2 and 3 from a local area code number or from that 877 number that you see on the text messages. That's our toll-free number. Then that would be the technician calling. And if you want to, you know, be, you know, sure, they will call you usually a couple of times. So if you miss the first call, they'll call again probably like 5 minutes later. So if you see that same number calling, you'll know that that's our technician, okay?
Okay.
Yep. And then lastly, my phone number is the same one on your text messages, but my extension is 777. My name again is Tina. So let's say that you call in and you want to make an update, you have a billing question, a revision to the account, anything like that, all you have to do is hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me directly, just type in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Okay, well, I definitely enjoyed speaking to both of you. And, Sean, I know that SAMHLA is going to spearhead everything, but I'm going to add you as an authorized user on the account. So just in case you ever call in, have a question, they'll be able to assist you as well. So what is your last name?
Washington.
And is it Washington. Sean, S-E-A-N, or is it S-H-A-W-N? That's what I thought.
S-H-A-W-N, Washington.
Sean Washington is authorized on this account. So I put that in the priority notes so that everybody that has access to your account here will be able to see that, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, yeah, no problem. So welcome aboard to both of you. I'm so excited. I'm glad that it worked out. So have a very, very profitable year, and then you're all good to go. The technician will be calling you, you know, after 2 o'clock, give or take, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Oh, you're very welcome. I will. You too. Have a great rest of your day and rest of your week too. Take care. Bye-bye.